Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. And I can tell you what's live here in North America, Denver, Colorado. The Nuggets are NBA champions. First time NBA champions. They beat the Miami Heat in five games. Tonight in Colorado, they win 94-89. Thank you to everybody listening in and locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app. You could be tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds of them all across North America. You could be on SiriusXM channel 158, or you could be listening on a smart speaker. If you can talk to your phone, if you got one of them little magic boxes in your house, I don't know, just get its attention and ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And so obviously tonight, crowning of a new NBA champion, that's where a lot of our attention has been as the Nuggets win the title, the first NBA championship in their history. Nikola Jokic, he adds a couple of pieces of hardware to his trophy case. We know he has two NBA MVPs. He is now a Finals MVP. And more importantly for Nikola Jokic, he is an NBA champion. This was an ugly game tonight, but it was a physical one. I mean, I will remind you of the final score, 94-89, a score that you would typically see back in the 90s and not here in the year 2023. Nikola Jokic finishing with 28 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists. Here in the NBA Finals, Jokic averaged 30 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists a game. Nikola Jokic is in exclusive, rarefied air, I should say, when it comes down to his accomplishments. We talked about this right before the break. He is the last center to win Finals MVP, or the first, I should say, since Shaquille O'Neal in 2002. And when you think about what he's been able to do in his career, just flat period, you think about guys who have multiple MVPs and an NBA title in NBA history all 77 years. Kareem, Giannis, Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, Steph Curry, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Moses Malone, Bob Pettit, Bill Russell, Michael Jordan, and Nikola Jokic. And Nikola Jokic is 28 years old, and who the hell else knows what he has coming his way. Jokic, he spoke to Lisa Salters after the game on ABC, and this is how that conversation went.
Nikola, they didn't go away. You had to take it. What was the difference down the stretch?
We knew it. They're a great team. They are a great, great team, a talented team, amazing team that I respect a lot. It was an amazing effort by the team. You know, It was an ugly game. We couldn't make shots, but at the end we figured out how to defend, and they scored 80 something or 90 points. So that's why we won the game.
Yeah, Coach Malone said that he wasn't sure how the team would handle the situation. You've never been in a finals closeout game before. He thought maybe you guys were a little bit tight, missing free throws, missing some wide open shots. Did you feel that?
I mean, that's why basketball is a fun sport, you know. That's why it's a live thing. You cannot say, oh, this is going to happen. It's always, you know, there is so many factors, and I'm just happy that we won again.
And now you are an NBA champion, Nikola. How does that feel?
It's good. It's good. The job is done. We can go home now.
You can go home, relax. But first, you got to go to the parade, man. Do that first. If you listen to head coach Mike Malone, yeah, he might go home and relax. He certainly had a lot of beer sitting at his post-game press conference. Mike Malone said, I think we got some more winning to do after this season. Listen to Coach.
But I got news for everybody out there. We're not satisfied with one. We want more. We want more.
Yeah, more and more and more. How do you like it? Jamal Murray. A little more introspective after the game, especially thinking about where he's come from, missing an entire season with that torn ACL, bouncing back. Tonight, he had 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists when he was able to mellow out just a little bit more. Jamal Murray explained why he was so emotional when they were handing out that trophy, the championship trophy. Take a listen.
I couldn't really hold it in. It was just a surreal moment, and everything was hitting. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was hitting at once, from the journey to the celebration with the guys to enjoying the moment to looking back on the rehab to looking back as myself as a kid, as the other viewer, you know what I'm saying, looking from the crowd in or from the camera lens in, and now being able to look back at them.
Yeah, you look back at his entire comeback and what he's been able to do. A lot of people don't even remember this dude went and balled in Kentucky and comes into the league, and he's going to get his just due. Everybody on the Nuggets is now finally starting to get the attention and respect that they deserve. It starts with Jokic. You can put Jamal Murray in that category. And then you even got Aaron Gordon. Remember, Aaron Gordon was supposed to be the guy in Orlando. And here he is. He fits in perfectly with the Denver Nuggets. I don't want to call him the dirty work player. He's a ridiculous athlete. He can go to the basket. He can knock down a shot. Did he have a career high in points tonight like he did last time? No. Only 4 points, 7 rebounds. He was 1 of 6 from the field. He had a big block at the end of the game. A matter of fact, let's listen to that big block by Aaron Gordon.
5 on the clock for Miami, guarded by Aaron Gordon. Lowry, blocked by Gordon. He made him eat it.
If you couldn't tell from the enthusiasm, that's from the Nuggets radio network. And Aaron Gordon, thinking about everything that he's had to do and what he's had to get there with, he spoke to NBA TV and said, yeah, I've had to find it within to continue to move on, and now I'm a champion. Listen.
I have some great people in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I have some good mentors in my life. But I've been self-motivated. From the jump, I've been self-motivated. You know what I mean? Since I was a JIT.
Yeah.
And it was just about just showing up. Just keep showing up. Keep showing up. If you have a bad game, you have a good game, it doesn't matter. Keep showing up. That's half the battle. If you bring yourself there, okay, now we can see what happens.
Yeah. Team. They're a great team. They're fun to watch, man. They really are. There doesn't appear to be any egos. There's nobody beefing. Nobody is running around, you know, asking for a trade. This is a good team. They're easy to root for, man. They really are. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to KC. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, just first of all, I'd say it's an honor. You get me through the nights. I work at Amazon. Not sure if you remember from a couple months ago, you were talking about thank you to all the late-night workers, the Amazon I know all you need to do is say, hey, Alexa, play the JR Sports Brief. And just in that turn, you know, like it was a connection for me, man.
It made me feel good. Can you send me a TV? You got a discount?
And that was another thing that made me smile, man. He said, I'm not condoning stealing, but if you take some out of there, don't forget about your boy.
Oh, well, hey, don't remind people that I said that, Casey.
He didn't say that. I said that.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, so I served in the military. So just hearing that, that brought me back like that was just a connection right there. Like I felt a part, you know, a part
of
the program.
Well, you are a part. You talking to me now. You listen to the show. Well, thank you for your service. And, yeah, man, you're a part of the show. You call me anytime. What's going on?
I was just talking about I'm a huge Heat fan, so I've been to 3 NBA finals. I got to go to the 2006 NBA finals, game 4. It was June 15th. I'll never forget it. It was a blowout game, but, it was just awesome. So I was getting into the Heat culture, and I heard that guy call in about he wasn't sure about Heat culture if you go to 3 NBA finals and you lose. Man, I would rather see a hard, nasty dogs go in there and fight and not give up. They could lose every NBA finals, but if at least they're there and they're trying and they're giving it their all. Like, I love that. Nothing worse than someone, you know, not showing up.
Yeah.
Being a prima donna.
I agree with you. And that's it's become a cliche of a phrase, Heat culture this, Heat culture that. They're winning. They're a winning organization. Let me put it to you this way. I don't care, and yes, I know, it's post-Tom Brady. The New England Patriots are a stable, winning organization. The New York Yankees, they haven't won a title since 2009. They are a stable, winning organization. This is what you want. And the Miami Heat are in that same category of, we're not going to be garbage. Like, we're going to max out what we do because there's stability there. Not just, hey, this guy sucks, so we're going to fire him, or we're going to bring in a problem child, or we're going to let a player run the team. No, it's stable, man. And so that's also something to appreciate when you got these teams that are ready to blow things up, you know, on a whim, and they never get anywhere.
Exactly, and I just love that they put in the work. You know, they might not have that talent or the household names, but they put in the work.
I'd be real interested to see what the Miami Heat do in the off season. They got guys under contract, but, you know, are they going to be looking to trade somebody or who they want to bring in? And so that's the fun part of the year. Hey, KC, man, I appreciate you for calling from North Carolina. Yeah. You hit me anytime,
and no doubt,
okay?
Can I give a shout-out to Gary Payton, the glove, for getting that first title in 06.
GP is my man. We'll get him on the show soon, okay?
No doubt, man. I really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, KC, for calling from North Carolina. Let's go to Stan from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hello, JR.
Yes,
I wanted
go ahead,
to mention that an awesome program going. Thumbs up, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, thumbs up. I appreciate it. What's up?
Well,
yeah, hello?
Like you said, it's not I and team. It takes everybody on a team, coaches and everything. And keep doing the good work, and I'll keep listening to you. Hats off to you, bud.
Well, thank you, Stan. It was so kind. He said kind words to me, and he talked about a little basketball. No I in team. You are correct. I think we know that. Can you put Jokic in team? Not everybody has one of those guys. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to South Carolina and talk to Steve. What's up, Steve? Hey, Steve, you're live on the radio.
Yes, yes. I'm just calling to say I appreciate your show, JR. My father is 6-0. Every night I leave his house at midnight and I turn into your show. And I appreciate that you do your job and you do it well. Because I haven't played ball since 1976 or 78. And I don't know the players and their talent level. And I get all the information from you.
Oh,
like, I know the Joker was a good player only because of you. And what I really appreciate about this NBA game was it's like old school. It was well fought. I mean, you had Lowry, I know what he's about 40, now about 37 years old. And he, I mean, he fouled, five fouls. He gave his all. And I appreciate games like that. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I heard the comment from your listeners and the things that you said. And I really appreciate games like that because when I grow up, that's what we how we play ball. And listening to your show just gave me a lot of faith in the new players that's coming along. And I know I'm going to hear what talent is out there, and I'm going to hear it from you. And I appreciate you. That's all I got to say. I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you for listening. Really do. Paul is in Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Paul?
Hey, JR. How's it going?
I'm good, Paul. You got me on the speakerphone, Paul?
Okay, hold on.
No, not yet. Well, hurry up. You're on hold. Adam is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hopefully he's speaking directly into the phone. Go ahead.
Absolutely, speaking directly into the phone. So, long-time lurker, first-time caller. I do want to say that I'm from Denver. I wish I was in downtown Denver right now because I would start one thing, and I would start the chant to flip a car because this is great.
Oh, no.
Go Nuggets.
Oh, no. That's terrible, Adam. That's dangerous. You don't flip nobody's car. Why are you going to destroy somebody's property? You're one of those guys. You got to grease the pole because of you. What are you, in college? It's terrible, man. Clarence is calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on?
How are you, man? What's up?
I'm doing good. You see, you just did a favor. Look, what about Jim? I never heard this guy. Why he come from all of a sudden? I've never heard of him.
Let's
take him a call.
You never heard of who? What happened? What? Oh, the world will never know. Hey, Shep, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, he said I've never heard of him. You said heard of who? Clarence thought he got out on top. He finally made the coherent point that he was trying to make.
So we don't know who he was referring to.
No, let me tell you something. There are we love Clarence on the show. To get some guys to come to get to a realization of making a point on your show without talking about all this minutia is an accomplishment in and of itself. The fact that I was able to steer Clarence to talking about the NBA Finals, I thought was going to be a win. I didn't think he'd, you know, take a left turn and talk about. I don't know.
Relax, Shep. It's okay.
Right.
It sounds like you sound very bothered by this.
No, because I was happy for Clarence. I mean, that was a big-time call for Clarence. I mean, because sometimes he doesn't get
to Clarence all the time. He'll call back sometime this week.
No,
he'll be okay.
Yeah, but sometimes Clarence is such a nice guy, but he's not the most confident person. So that was a confident phone call.
Nah, he's an excellent caller. I just didn't know who he was referring to.
Okay.
I can't even necessarily make an assumption.
Okay.
Anyway, let's try this guy again. Paul from Chicago, who's hopefully on the phone and not on speaker across the room. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I'm good, JR. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. What were you doing?
Sorry, man. I'll be honest. I was going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. I knew it.
I really appreciate it.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did. But, no, I just wanted to call about the Jokic-Hakeem thing. Jokic is a great player, man. I've seen him make some great passes. He's got a great career as a mid-second-round pick. He's got a lot going for him, and it's going to be great. But Hakeem did a quadruple-double, man. Like, how do you get 11 blocks in a game? Like,
and it happens when you're the best defensive player. They named the award after this guy.
I don't know. Like, he got, I don't know the exact numbers, but he got 16 points or 18 points, 10 assists, you know, 16 rebounds and, you know, 11 blocks. Like, so, like, I grew up in the 90s.
29, 18, 11, and 10.
Yeah, like, but I mean, that's pretty decent, right?
Well, is it pretty decent? I think it goes beyond pretty decent. Now, I'm not going to minimize what he did. I don't think it's a full justification to go, oh, he had a quadruple double, so he's better than Jokic. I kind of gave you the reasons as to why I wouldn't even compare Jokic to Hakeem now. And a lot of it doesn't have to do with a quadruple double. It has to do with the entire body of work. And so I think we have to wait some time here. I don't know, 10 years before we can go ahead and even make that assessment or adjustment. Jokic has more time to go out there and play. So I say, let's see what happens. But for right now, I'd still roll with Hakeem, and let's see.
Yeah, because I'm old school like that, and Hakeem, he did his thing. So,
well,
you know, I mean,
played...
but Jokic, I mean, you see him. I've seen him made that pass around the back of the rim to come around to get around. You know, I mean, he's a great passer, you know, and for a big guy, like.
Well, I think all around it, or as a complete player, both sides of the floor, I think without dispute, it would be Hakeem. But you take a look at the efficiency of Jokic, and then it is a different era. You mentioned being old school, and thank you, Paul, for calling from Chicago. Well, old school would dictate that Hakeem is going to take a long two or take a two from the elbow or the top of the key as opposed to taking a few steps back and knocking down a three. So one thing I never saw on a consistent basis was Hakeem, you know, taking step away crossover threes with a giant in front of him. It's 2023. Jokic would have been down low. Jokic would have been popping from the elbow in a corner in a different time and era. And so I think we have to keep that in mind as well. But that's a conversation for, I don't know, 10 years from now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. You know, one of our callers mentioned another Serbian who walked away with a title or a championship over the weekend. I'll fill you in on who that is if you missed it on the other side of the break, and then we'll hear as well from the Miami Heat before we start to roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the Heat for getting this far. Congratulations to the Nuggets for taking the title. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to start off by saying you're one of the best in the game, man. I really enjoy listening to the show.
I love the show. I discovered it last year when there was actually no sports going on, and I'm loving it ever since.
I genuinely love your show. Your takes are great. I may not agree with all of them, but they're on point.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Well, Jokic is having fun, man. NBA put up a post where Jokic threw Jamal Murray. Well, he didn't throw him into the pool. He kind of bear hugged him and jumped into the pool, dragged him in with him at one of those physio pools that they use for training in the back. And so Jokic finally having some fun. And I think that might have been, I don't know if that was Michael Porter or Aaron Gordon who decided to jump in with him. And so Nikola Jokic finally having some fun here. Somebody else, Countryman, had some fun over the weekend, and I watched it, and it was just, I don't want to say it was boring, but it's just like, oh, here we go. Novak Djokovic beating Casper Ruud to pick up his 23rd Grand Slam. He breaks the tie with Nadal at 22. Novak is 36. He doesn't seem to be dealing with the same physical ailments or deterioration like Federer, who we now know is retired, and Nadal, who is going to be done in a year's time. And Novak is, he got more slams than anybody, man. He won the French Open yesterday, or Sunday morning, I should say. And afterwards, he was asked, and this is the fellow Serbian, so between him and Jokic, yeah, they keep him busy. He was asked, hey, Novak, you the best of all time? And he's like, no, don't put that on me.
I don't want to say that I am the greatest because I feel it's a, I've said it before, it's a disrespectful towards all the great champions in different eras of our sport that was played in a completely different way than it is played today. So I feel like each great champion of his own generation has left a huge mark, a legacy, and paved the way for us to be able to play this sport in such a great stage worldwide. So I leave those kind of discussions of who is the greatest to someone else. I have, of course, huge faith and confidence and belief in to myself and for everything that that I am and who I am and what I'm capable of doing. So this trophy obviously is another confirmation of the quality of tennis that I'm still able to produce.
Good for him. That's a good answer. That's a damn good answer. It's facts, though. I mean, he has more Grand Slams than anybody. I mean, we could start lining up, folks. If we had Federer out there and they were in their prime, I mean, we can go on. But you can't take away what he's accomplished, man. More Grand Slams than anybody else. This is kind of what Serena wanted, but now Serena's going to have another baby. Good for her. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Corey is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
Excellent. What's up?
Man, I just got a question for you. For the last few years, what makes them, the organization think they don't need a big man? It ain't got to be a superstar, but a big man to body up with like a Jokic or somebody like that.
You're asking me. Why Pat Riley thinks he doesn't need a big man? You're asking me that.
I'm just wondering because this has been the last time they went to the finals. The same thing happened. They didn't have a big man, and was it Lakers? Who did they play in the finals? They didn't have a big man.
Yes, would happen to be LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Yes,
right. Anthony Davis went to work on, but I'm saying Bam is not a big. He's a power forward. He plays like a big man, but he's not a big man. He's only 6'9".
You know, well, here's the thing, and I can't go back over the past 3 years and identify where every big man went or did not go in the league. What center in the NBA do you find to ultimately make a difference that's just readily available? I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just saying he ain't got to be a superstar. Just a bigger body to match up.
No, who is that? There's plenty of dudes who are bigger bodies, and most of them, they don't exist. They don't grow on trees like that. I think that's an easy thing to say. We know the Miami Heat were too small, but to think that they could just throw anybody out there just because he's huge, I don't think it's fair. I agree with you, but the procurement of such a player, like I can automatically think about a Mitchell Robinson, okay? You want somebody who's big and plays defense? Well, Mitchell Robinson is crap offensively. If I want to even go to the other end of the spectrum, someone who's won multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards, Rudy Gobert is crapped on because of his all-around game. And so to think that all the Miami Heat need is a big body, he don't got to be a star. Well, but Rudy Gobert's getting paid like a star, and he's almost an albatross.
That's true. I just get tired of seeing Jokic just getting the paint and just hook shot over everybody, because nobody can.
Wow. Look, you know. I think if we put JaVale McGee out there, I think Jokic would probably be giving him the business too, okay?
He will, but I mean, just to try to slow him down, giving, you're not going to stop him.
Exactly, but let's look at it this way. He was giving – forget JaVale McGee. He was giving Anthony Davis the business.
He was.
So easier said than done. Appreciate you, Corey.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Matter of fact, Bam Adebayo, who was getting a business from Jokic but had a great series, Bam Adebayo spoke, and he just talked about what makes Nikola Jokic so tough to guard.
He just makes the right play every possession. I feel like that's the biggest thing about, you know, the player that he is. He's going to try and make the right play every possession, no matter if it's scoring the ball, passing it, getting a hockey assist. It doesn't matter. I feel like that's what makes him dynamic.
He does it all. 855-212-4CBS. Carl's here from Indianapolis. Go ahead, Carl, quickly.
Yeah, so I love Jimmy Buckets. You know, I feel like this was an amazing playoff run they had. The way he took out Thibodeau, his old coach, who shipped him out of Chicago. I was rooting for the Heat the whole time, you know, but they just came up into that whole beast of Denver, the complete team. And, you know, I want to shout out Jimmy. You know, like, you don't have to have a championship to be your first Battle of the Hall of Famer. You're a former MVP. You know, Reggie Miller's here local. We got murals and stuff. We're trying to get a statue for him and stuff. And, you know, Jimmy Buckets is first ballot in my opinion. And that's, you know, he did his demo. He put it all out there. Yeah. He scored 13 straight points there at one point for the Heat.
Yeah, he also shot like crap. Maybe he wouldn't have to go and do that if he didn't shoot overall 5 or 18 or have 0 points. We don't say those words on the radio. Come on, man.
We almost got away with dump tonight.
But we don't say that stuff on the radio.
We almost got away with it.
Jokic did a Shaq impersonation? I don't even want to think about that. That's just dumb.
He does realize Reggie wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, right?
Certain things I kind of stop it. Not gotcha. Even think about Shaq. Certain things.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler got a whole lot more to do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, Jimmy Butler, for some reason, was asked about the Hall of Fame before tonight's game. And we'll play that for you on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I certainly appreciate your show. I really think you do the best job on the radio talk shows.
First of all, I want to say, man, I enjoy your show because it's a different voice, and it's I've contemplated calling before.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We know the Denver Nuggets, they are now your NBA champions. Unfortunately, the Miami Heat go down, and on Tuesday night, we might also find out who the NHL Stanley Cup champions are, knowing that the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they will be at home on Tuesday night trying to close out the Florida Panthers. So both South Florida teams might go down within the span of 24 hours. The Golden Knights lead that series 3-1. And the Panthers, their star player, Matthew Tkachuk, he's dealing with an upper body injury. Ain't no certainty that he's going to go out there and play. And this might just be a matter of let's just get it over with. Let's just stop the bleeding. And so the Golden Knights, pretty much still an expansion franchise, having an opportunity to finally not just show up and be competitive in a surprisingly fast fashion, but to actually hoist the Stanley Cup. If they win it, they got to take it on a tour through all the casinos, just run it up and down the strip. That'll be pretty fun to see. I'd love to see what that parade looks like. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, and we've heard tonight on the show from Nikola Jokic and Mike Malone, the head coach, Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray. We even heard from Jimmy Butler post-game. But before the game, oddly, this was an interview that ran on NBA TV. Jimmy Butler was asked by Jared Greenberg about his Hall of Fame prospects before tonight's game. And it's just like, well, that's interesting. And this was a sit-down probably over the weekend. I want you to listen to this. Jimmy Butler is just like, just listen.
Have you allowed yourself to think what it would ever mean to you to be elected into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
Don't care.
You don't care whether you're a Hall of Famer?
No, I don't.
Do you think your resume?
Still don't care. Honestly speaking, could care less. If we're being brutally honest, if I was selected to the Hall of Fame, I'm not going.
You're not going to accept it?
No. I'm not going. It's like the festivities and all of that. I just want to go put my feet in the sand somewhere. That's it.
You wouldn't accept that honor, the greatest honor in basketball?
It's an individual thing. You know, I'm not for the individual type stuff. I'm really not. I'm like a team guy.
But even after it's all said and done and you've done...
No, I don't want to go. I'm not worried about the Hall of Fame, so I promise you. It's an honor, it is, but... I could care less.
Interesting.
I mean it.
All right. So go give some of your money back. Give some of your money to your teammates. It's all about team. You know, take the bonuses out of your contract. I don't know. He's a complex dude. I don't argue with the fact that he may not be interested right now. That's certainly not an odd question. But to even respond, I'd have just been like, man, I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm trying to win a championship. And now he have plenty of time in the offseason to think about next year. 855-212-4CBS. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to give a shout-out to Denver/Aspen/all those Rocky Mountain towns and everything that are going to be getting Rocky Mountain High. So I don't know if that air quality during the parade is kind of what New York's been seeing recently, but we could see that. But with cracked out cats the other week, how about the cardiac cats? So I guess South Florida's only got one team left, and let's see what happens tomorrow. So
yeah, they could be done in 24 hours, Beck. Thank you for calling from Florida. Could be curtains right away. Brian is calling from North Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I enjoyed your list when you were talking about comeback players, and you talked about Jamal Murray a few nights ago. And I just wanted to talk real quick about guards and then old school all-time big men. So you know who Jamal Murray reminds me of? He reminds me of Jeff Malone, who played for the Bullets. And he's like, I looked him up, and he's still like the third all-time scorer for regular season in Bullets Wizards history. And Jamal Murray reminds me so much of him. When they were playing the Lakers, AD got this big three, and then Jamal Murray came right back and answered it. And so he reminds me of another former Wizards player, Rip Hamilton, who went to Detroit and wound up winning a title.
Okay.
And then finally for the big man, old school, Elvin Hayes and Wes Unseld back in the 70s, I think they went to three finals, but they only won one. But they were the 78 world champions. Mm-hmm. And Elvin Hayes, when he retired, he was in the top three for rebounding and for scoring all time in NBA history for his career. When it was all said and done after he went to Houston and finished his career there. But, Unseld and Elvin Hayes, they went to the finals three times, but even though they only won once, they're both dominant athletes.
Yeah, no doubt, Brian. Well, thank you. Are you tying that into Jokic? Is that what it is? Or
yeah, because you were talking about, you know, all-time big men, and you had your top 10, you know. But, you know, a lot of people, I mean, Elvin Hayes, that's going back a ways. But, you know, he was top three in all-time scoring and all-time rebounding when he retired. Look it up. I recommend to all your listeners to go check out Jeff Malone. He was, I can't believe he was only a two-time All-Star, but the way Jamal Murray moves, he plays just like them and even looks like them, even has the same similar skin tone. I mean, he looks a lot like him. If you watch Jeff Malone,
all right.
Tell me he doesn't look just like Jeff Malone or play just like him on the court.
No, well, thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, JR.
All right. All the best. I mean, okay. Well, yeah, he's another black guy. Sure, why not? Thank you. I appreciate that. I know he didn't mean anything by it. Hey, Shep, I'm gonna make sure I utilize that in my next analysis tomorrow. I'll try.
I think you have a better way of the words than that, but yes.
Yeah, he didn't mean anything by it. Well, listen, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Let's see if the Golden Knights can walk away with a Stanley Cup championship. Let's see if Saquon gets a deal. Unlikely. Let's see if DeAndre Hopkins ends up on a team. There's so much to get into tomorrow, as tonight we had to spend a lot of time here on the Denver Nuggets as the Nuggets win their first NBA championship in franchise history, beating Miami 94-89, finishing them off in five games in Denver, Colorado. Nikola Jokic, your NBA Finals MVP. 30 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists he averaged here, and he is in rarefied air with 2 MVPs, a Finals MVP, and a championship. Nikola Jokic is the man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Be back tomorrow, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Don't move. Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Erect posture is a fantasy no longer. Sit upright at your desk and make your mom proud. Zen Posture is the wellness and work productivity app bringing you stacked spine micro improvements each day. Finally feel good at the end of work by being mindful with your body and movement with the expertise and understanding of Zen Posture app. Install the Zen Posture app on your phone or computer today at yayzen.com. Use promo code GOTBACKSNAPS for 1 week free trial.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.